you know, it was hitting a lot of nerves in all of us, like just sort of reading and discussing and communing with the play. You know, this thing of my brother and I are very close in some ways, and in some ways we're very, very, very different. You know, he was raised doing musical theater, and I was raised as a jock, and I was very troubled, and he was kind of the breadwinner for the family for a little while, and I'm 3.5 years older than him. Everybody thinks he's older than me. There was always this sort of, I was always like 3 steps behind him in a lot of ways, and I was in and out of reform school when I was in 5th grade, and I went to a military academy. My brother was doing musical theater, you know, so there's a lot of crazy differences between us. I was a jock. He has never touched a basketball in his life, you know. There was a culture that was so different between us, and yet we lived in the same room, and yet we, you know, ate breakfast together. And I think I was very, very jealous of him as a kid, and the attention that he got, and his success, and all that. And you know, we're friends now, but something's always loaded, you know. And now that we're both in the theater, it's strange. Like, we don't really work together, but he comes and sees my work, and he's been incredibly supportive. And I got involved in the theater because I was watching a thing that he was directing as a very, very young man. He was directing something at 19. He was directing The Bald Soprano, and I had just moved to New York, and I was just observing. And it was the reason why I think I started getting curious about theater, was because of him. So I thought initially that theater was, you know, The King and I and Evita and all those musicals that he was. I didn't know there was a John Guare and a Sam Shepard and a Nikki Silver and Marsha Norman and Carol Churchill and Edward Bond. I didn't know that the plays could be about, you know, the O'Neill plays, for instance. I didn't really know those. And so it's been really fascinating being here, working on the play, seeing Long Day's Journey. You know, there's that amazing speech that Jamie has to Edmund, and I think it's Act Three, where he says, you know, you have to stay away from me because I'll probably destroy you. And the best advice I can give you is to stay as far away from me as possible, although I love you. Like, it's such a completely, such a complex thing, and so it's such a brave thing to articulate that for brothers on stage. And it's such a true thing that I think all of us have felt with our families. And so, yeah, the play is like, I think the reason why it has such power is because Shepard really did unflinchingly go at this thing of, you know, what it is to be a sibling in a really, really intense way. I mean, there's so much intense grifting going on between them in the play. I mean, one of them is basically trying to steal the other one's life, and almost pulls it off. And then the other one wants the other one's life, and he wants to live in the desert, and he's been a screenwriter in LA, and he wants to give that all up, and he wants a life of authenticity. And the other one wants to he wants to find his way back into kind of the modern world. And that they come to loggerheads, and it's like every time we get into this, there's a scene four speech about how they both have different relationships with their father. It's told by Austin when he goes to visit his father, who lives in another desert. And he leaves his false teeth in a doggy bag of chop suey after he went to Mexico to get his teeth fixed, and like had to hitchhike there as an older man. And you see the sort of what's lost between them, and the sort of the death of their family in some way. And you also see the different relationships they have to their father. It's some of the most powerful, beautiful writing that I've ever encountered. And you know, that scene, and at the end of scene four, when they're just talking about that, to me, that's the sort of thesis of the play in some ways. You know, this sort of thing is, you can't choose your family, and you're lucky if you get along, and it's a battle. It's always going to be a battle, and at the end, it's a battle, you know. And I think I would be doing the play a disservice if I didn't really try to find those moments truthfully between the brothers, and if I sort of leaned away from the drama and the intensity, and sort of leaned more toward the comedy. I think there's a deep wound in the play, and we're going there in a really real way. I'm very excited about it.